Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And He forgave me and forgave my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Take the insert for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, and we chant the introit.
Save.
almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people, and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is from Isaiah chapter 63. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and ye shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You shall be the fruit of labor.
spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith, by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing, by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to the prophets. I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated. We sing the hymn of the day, 408.
Jesus is the Christ, and show us how he makes all things new in heaven. Isaiah speaks about that comparison of Christ as the bridegroom and the church as the bride in the Old Testament lesson. He brings us righteousness and brightness and salvation and delight and joy and the crown of beauty in Christ. So today, as we consider the wedding at Cana, marriage was the first institution created by God in the Garden of Eden. And a marriage was the first miracle Jesus did at a wedding in Cana. And the marriage banquet and feast in heaven is a wedding banquet that will have no end. All of those are in view today that the glory of Jesus is revealed. So to look at the glory of Jesus, let's look at the people involved in this event. First, Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus. Then Jesus and his disciples, the servants and the stone water jars, and then the master of the feast and the bridegroom. The glory of Jesus at the wedding in Cana was observed, first of all, by Mary, his mother. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana in Galilee. John, in his epistle, in his gospel, has been marking days by threes. There were 3 days, and there's 3 days more. Some scholars think he's taking us from creation in John chapter 1 to the sixth day, when in Genesis marriage was created, Adam and Eve. The wedding was a community event that was sometimes an entire week long. Hundreds of people, lots of food, lots of wine, lots of rejoicing for an entire week. Massive amounts of food and wine and preparations at this city, Cana, in Galilee. If you look at the map, you see up north in Galilee, the Lake of Galilee, and to the west, you see Nazareth, where Jesus was raised, and a short distance away was another village called Cana. So obviously Mary and Jesus' family knew this family, and they went from Nazareth up to the city of Cana for this wedding banquet and feast. I've been there in 1999. We went to the Holy Land, and they sold little tiny bottles of wine. I put mine in a suitcase, and when I got home, all of it was all over my clothes and my suitcase. So the wine in Cana soaked my clothes. But here, the mother of Jesus is there, and she obviously is involved with all the preparations. Now keep in mind, Jesus is an adult now. The Bible mentions the names of four of his half-brothers and says he has sisters. So Mary had at least seven children. She had this large family in this village, and she's right there in the midst of the relatives and the friends and the neighbors. She was there in the preparation for this wedding. And then there was an ultimate faux pas. The wine ran out. And so Mary goes to Jesus as the mother and says, "There's no more wine." Jesus doesn't mean to be disrespectful when he says, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? This is not my wedding banquet. I wasn't the one who prepared it. My hour has not yet come." And we'll see what he meant by that in a moment. He's not being cruel or mean or disrespectful. He's just saying, you know, I was invited to this wedding. Now he's going to do something. But Mary is bright and smart and informed. What does she do? She goes to the servants. "You do whatever he tells you to do." Remember, Mary had seen Jesus' glory. The shepherds came and said, "The angels proclaimed the birth of the Savior." Mary saw the Magi, who said, "We followed the star, and we've come to worship him." Jesus was made known in his glory, even as a child, to Mary, his mother. Mary knew her special child was proclaimed to be the Christ. And so she does what any respectful mother would say about her son. "You do whatever he tells you to do." Mary knew the glory of Jesus. Mary knew Jesus could do something if he willed. Along with Mary, we know the glory of Jesus, true God in human flesh. Then Jesus is going to reveal his glory to his disciples. Jesus is the stepson of the carpenter Joseph. Of course, God the Father was his father. He was conceived in the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. And his father Joseph was a carpenter. Jesus was in that trade, and people knew him as the carpenter's son. But he also, and his disciples, they obviously knew this family because they also were invited to this wedding banquet and feast. They're part of the community. They're part of the joy of the entire community at this joyous wedding, where there were family and friends, all kinds of people rejoicing for a week-long celebration of this wedding feast. When Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come," he had just begun his ministry and called his first disciples. His time to preach and teach in Judea and Samaria and Galilee, his teaching, his other miracles, his death, his burial, his resurrection and ascension, these things were almost 3 years in the distance. Redemption of us by his blood shed upon the cross, by his keeping the law perfectly for us and being the atoning sacrifice for our sin, we see his true glory. That was yet to come. His hour had not yet come. The glory of Jesus is about to be seen also by his disciples. Then we have the servants in the stone water jars. There were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish purification rites. This is a lot of water. 6 stone water jars, quite tall, each of them holding 20 to 30 gallons, which means you had 120 to 180 gallons of water. That is a lot of water. It was used to purify your hands and your feet before you would go into the wedding banquet. Physically and spiritually was a symbol of being cleansed. Some of that water had already been depleted because people had been purified before they came into the wedding. So Jesus simply goes to the servants and tells them to fill those water jars back up. And John makes the point that they filled them to the very brim, all the way to the top. And Jesus gives them simple directions. Now, take some of it to the master of the banquet. And while they took it, God had changed it through the word of Jesus from water to wine. They were the only ones who realized what had happened. The humble servants realized it was water, now it's wine. Here we see the hiddenness of Jesus' miracles in humility. Jesus was not a magician. He wasn't putting on a show. He wasn't doing hocus pocus. He simply says, take it to the master of the feast. And when they do, it has become very good wine. Much like the feeding of the 5,000, it's not a magic act. He keeps breaking the bread, and the next thing you know, 5,000 people have eaten. The miracles were not a show. He wasn't wanting to be made into some kind of earthly king. He did the miracles to help people in need, whether it was for food or for wine. All of his miracles point to him as a servant. He was a servant just like those servants. He served them by changing the water into wine for all the guests. He continues to serve you and me through the water of holy baptism and the bread and wine of holy communion, where he shows us his glory and serves us. And lastly, we have the master of the feast, the bridegroom. The master of the feast was the one in charge of the whole thing. And to run out of wine, that was really not appropriate for a well-planned wedding. So when the servants bring him this wine, he didn't know where it had come from. Where did this wine come from? The servants knew that Jesus had done this. So he calls the bridegroom in the middle of this banquet. He just assumes the bridegroom has done this. All weddings, he said, they serve the good wine first, and after people drink freely, then the poor wine. You have saved and kept the good wine until now. We know that the true bridegroom, Christ, had given them very good wine. Wine in abundance, so that all the guests could drink and the celebration could continue. To the master of the banquet, the bridegroom, to the bride, to the servants, for their benefit and celebration, he had shown his glory by this changing of water to wine. My friends, Jesus does the same for us today. This is the first sign that Jesus did in Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. At every wedding, when we do a wedding here, we see there are three things happening through the eyes of Holy Scripture. Whenever someone is married here, we see all the way back to Genesis to the original married couple, Adam and Eve. Then we see the couple here that's being married, the husband and wife. And we see through the eyes of Scripture, Christ the bridegroom and the church the bride. This profound mystery of marriage. Adam and Eve, the married couple, Christ and the church. So marriage is much more than just some contract that you sign at the courthouse. This is a foretaste of the feast to come as we come to the Lord's table, as we rejoice in our marriages, because heaven is compared to the Lamb's wedding banquet and feast in heaven, which knows no end. Read Revelation 19 and 20 and 22. And we have a foretaste of that in Holy Communion, when he gives us to drink of his body and blood under the bread and wine. This is preparing us for the wedding banquet in heaven that knows no end. So, my friends, we can proclaim, as Paul said this morning, Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you did when you spoke the Nicene Creed. By the power of the Holy Spirit, from the Word of God the Father, you proclaimed that you believe Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The Lord continues to pour out His spiritual gifts on the church, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that everything we do glorifies Jesus. Most of you know that 2025 is my last year to be your pastor, and the theme for this year will be faith, not fear. God will bless this congregation with its next pastor for the next chapter of its life to continue to be faithful to the Word of God. Faith, not fear, because everything we do gives glory to Jesus. As we gather at the Lord's table, may everything we do here in word and prayer always follow the signpost. The wedding in Cana, the Lord's Supper, the banquet in heaven, everything we do points to the glory of Jesus. Indeed, to Him be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand for the offertory.
Prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you manifested your glory in the sign at Cana. As you restored creation through the shedding of Christ's blood, pour out your grace in abundance. Give us joy and gladness in the revelation of your truth in the person of your Son. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, you gather your church and bring us to the banquet and feast in word and sacrament, preparing us for the eternal feast. Spread the banner of Christ's love over every congregation through the preaching and teaching of the gospel, that in patient love you may mark our lives with the righteousness of Christ, and bless Trinity Lutheran Church, child care, campus ministry, and international ministry this year, and bless Pastor Dr. Carl Hansen, who served you in South Korea. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of glory, you blessed the wedding at Cana with your presence and honored it with your first miracle. Strengthen and give gladness to all married couples and their families and those who also are single. Be with us in all of our homes with abundant forgiveness. Preserve us in our daily vocations and callings. And this week be with Casey Kennard, Timothy Schmidt, Grayson Keister, Spencer Schweiger, Annabelle Brandsburg, and Alice Lemke, Bobby Huntley, Kim Hager, Susan Hartman, Eleanor Peters, and Ellie Brown as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, uphold our nation and country, those who are newly elected to serve in the government of our country, that they would maintain peace and promote justice, and watch over all those who serve as military personnel, Calvin, Eli, Courtney, Gabe, Mike, Emily, and Alex. Bring an end to the wars in Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria. Grant, O Lord, this week, as we speak up for the unborn in Washington, D.C., that you would protect the unborn and continue to be with all the victims of the fires and devastation in California. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you show divine compassion upon all. In our compassionate hearts, we pray for those who are in need of healing and strength. Be with the Bruckner family as they mourn the death of Peter now that he is with you in heaven. Grant healing and strength to Ever Ward, Barbara Stevenson, Candy Darmody, Betty Tinney, Doug Ransberg, Gene Faulkner, Nancy Krasowski, and Josh Lee. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of glory, as you manifested yourself in the sign of Cana, be with us, making bread and wine your very own body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, getting us ready for the world to come. We have everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 our God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Christ, take and eat. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Take and eat. The body of Christ.
Let Christ shed free. The blood of Christ
shed free. The body of Christ.
The blood of Christ shed
free. True body and blood of our Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Strengthen and preserve you in the true faith, the body and soul, the life everlasting, be pardoned. Page 199, we stand to sing. Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
rescue and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.